I see, just trying to remember if Baller's in the collection or not. Just kind of wondering who is he in there.
Oh boy.
how could you have one without him?
There you go.
What about Blaze? Does Blaze make the cut?
So this is another maybe, right? So there's going to be some surprises on Friday, and
ooh,
Doc and I.
Maybe.
Yeah, Doc and I were talking about this. We don't want to reveal all the characters just yet, but any of the ones that we've released on social media, obviously, you know, they're in the collection. But yeah, Blaze, Baller, they would be pretty cool in the collection. I can say that. They'd look pretty cool as punks.
This week's episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Are you a filmmaker looking to bring your short film vision to life? Well, here's your opportunity to win up to $10,000 in grants by submitting your pitch to First Flights, a proud Theta Film 3 partner. It works like this. Submit your pitch to First Flights and Theta's 2024 Film Fund for up to $10,000 in grants. After you submit, be sure to claim your First Flights badge. It's more than just a badge. It's your ticket to earn an extra $1,000 grant and your exclusive access to private screenings. Submit now and let your creativity take flight. Apply at first-flights.com/short-film-fund. Hello, everyone. If you got a Process NFT badge on Theta Drop from Pattern Integrity, be sure to check out their premiere episode dropping today at 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin'. Magnum scrutinizing.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 45 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, how you doing, buddy?
I was hoping you're going to do a screw-up. I like when you do the screw-up intros, but...
Sorry to disappoint you.
First time go at this station. So,
boom.
Good job.
Yep. Unlike my bracket, but that's a different story.
Whoa. Well, hey, speaking of brackets, did you see the I Think You Should Leave bracket?
I did see it, and I did look at it for a minute or so, and I don't know any of the skits.
So these beautiful bastards did a Google sheet, and they put the picture. There's so many episodes, or there's so many
skits,
sketches, right?
Yeah.
That they have a picture, so you can, oh, it's that one, and you can go. And they had so many that had a big playing round too. So yeah, I'd only recommend that for, you know, real. I Think You Should Leave fans. To partake, like,
yeah,
Rob Feldman and Mel. but it, you know, it's because remember when we did Pine Madness, what a pain in the ass that was. And
oh man, yeah, I remember.
It was every matchup and the time, and it was just ugh. This, they just put it, he put it on the, whoever, he or she or they put it on a Google sheet, and it's just it's automated. It's pretty good. So
wow, so Google automates who moves on, and like it's the time and everything like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, speaking of brackets, how's your Tygon bracket doing?
It was doing good going in today. I think I stepped back a bit, but I'm still in contention. I think there's like a bunch of people tied for fourth, and then I'm tied with a bunch of other people for 13th right after that or something, some nonsense. But
okay.
I'm assuming UConn won today. I had some crazy parlay get broke when Colorado lost earlier today, so I kind of
that was a close one too.
Yeah, I powered down everything at that point.
Well, hey, it's nice to see some kind of action in the Tygons Discord here, because
there's not much going on.
No, you know, it's been 70 days since they said it was going, there was going to be an AMA huddle.
Yeah, we definitely need an AMA. I like. The K fuel we talked about is on whatever, you know, whatever delay that they said, but
439 like, days.
What are we doing if we got the K fuel? Like, what are we doing with it?
Right. Yeah. No, there needs to be a purpose for it, or else it's just pointless.
Or else it's just fire. It's the Dragon's fire.
Yeah.
They rug too.
Fire token. Yeah.
It seems like, right?
I don't know where that guy is. It's been 67 days since we've been heard from him, but yeah, I got plenty of fire token.
Plenty. If I, dude, if Fire Token goes to a dollar, I'm quitting my job.
Let's go.
Or I'll wait. I'll wait a few more months to retire. Then I'll say, you know what? See you later.
Yeah. Yeah. First, I'll sell it all first, though.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just in case. Yeah.
Fire. Well, like all these, what, Solana coins are going, these meme coins.
Yeah, it's going. A big craze these days. I'm not really in on that, but congratulations to anyone making money on there. Because, I mean, for every one person making money, what, there's like 40 or 50 that are losing money. So not all winners over there, that's for sure.
Oh, no, there can't be. And if it's a meme coin, right, it's...
Right. I just don't get it. Dude, yeah. Why? Like, why? What's the point?
Yeah, and, you know, and suck all that liquidity we need for this bull run and this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, into the nonsense, right. I mean, it's, I just don't get it. And then, you know, meanwhile, you got coins with actual use cases that just, you know, ho-hum, moving along slowly. But meanwhile, you know, whatever these things are called are just blasting through the ceiling. It's like, why? Because of a cute name like Garfield coin? Like, what the heck? I don't get it.
And now there's these, what, howdy hats or some nonsense?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not keeping up with that stuff, dude.
A lot of stuff to keep up with.
And that is not on my list.
You didn't have that on your list?
No.
No?
But so last week, right, we thought that we stopped. We thought that we were able to not get Monday'd because we got Sunday nighted right before our show.
With Kyler's emergency press conference.
Correct.
Yep.
Only to find out that while we were taping the show, we were actually in the process of getting Monday'd on Sunday night, even though we were taking a little bit of a victory lap, because guess what?
Premature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyler opened up the one and only slammer in the entire collection of the Pogger boxes on thetadrop.com. Can you believe that?
I can't. I mean, I can, but, that's why I was like, I thought we did such a good job. That happened. I think I called the episode Monday'd again.
Yeah, because, exactly.
You know, we thought we had it this time and it went. And then I sent the, did you watch the Simpsons clip I sent you in that group with pretzels?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So recap in Camp Theta, Camp Kyle, he probably knows.
Yeah.
Basically, so like Marge was putting everything into this pretzel business, and then they were giving out free pretzels at the Springfield Isotopes minor league baseball game. And right before people were about to take a bite into the pretzel that was probably made with love, they announced the winner of like this Dodge Astro van to the person in seat 0001, C. Montgomery Burns. And then it was Mr. Burns in a private box, and then he walked down and got in the car, and then they just threw all the pretzels all over the field, and Whitey Ford came out and he tried to get the tensions down, and then they knocked him out with the pretzels too. So kind of had those vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you like to, you know, Simpsons really resonates with a lot of the stories that we have here.
Why wouldn't it?
For sure. But hey, dude, that is a cool looking slammer. And
I didn't see it. I didn't
see it. We posted a picture of it. It's really cool looking.
I was so upset about getting Monday'd that I just kind of like kicked a rock or something. I don't know. I was deflated.
Okay. Well, listen, don't be too upset because allegedly a holder of some of these golden tickets, somebody's probably going to be winning this thing at some point. So...
Is that someone who's already opened one or someone who hasn't opened one?
I believe that you would have to have a golden ticket. Now, listen, like this isn't 100%, but it was one of the things that was mentioned. I believe it is going to be part of a giveaway at some point that he's not going to keep it. But speaking of Pogs, I got an email, or I didn't actually get it. One of the interns got an email. And they reminded us that there was some, you know, we had Kyler on a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. And during that interview, we brought up the WWZ. And he was like, yes, let's get it done. Right.
Right.
I was put on notice that, you know, where's the count up on this? Because now it's been 21 days since we were told that there was going to be WWZ in Pogland, and it's not there yet. And, you know, there is quite an army of WWZ players these days. And I'm sure that, you know, that would they'd fit right in playing some WWZ on Pogman. And I think that would be a really great fit for it, too. You know, that's a pretty active Discord over there, and it would be a nice little mix in, I think. So it'd be nice to see that happen.
For sure. Yeah. So what's the count up on that, Popper?
We'll call it 21 days, as that was 3 weeks ago in the episode. We did interview him a few days before that, but we'll call it as of the date of publication.
Okay. So when people hear this Tuesday, it will be 3 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I think that, you know, Kyler's like, just pile up the count ups and, he'll get to him.
I think he wants to set a record for like being on the count ups the most, but then also like getting off the count up. Any publicity is good publicity, they say.
I'll go with that. I'm just thinking some of the other people we count up. I don't think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, replays and replay. Yeah. I think they're just an AI company now, right? So I don't even think they stream anymore.
They made the changeover to AI. Yeah.
Do you know we got an email also? We received an email from, since we're talking about this, even though I brought replay up. Replay Whale emailed the Papa Mags email, papamags@gmail.com.
Really?
Yep. He says, "You guys are scammers. I hate you. Our play is the best, and you need to stop saying bad things about our play. They are the best, so please shut up. You are scamming us. Velociraptor is the greatest movie of all time, and there is nowhere else I can watch it. Please stop." So I can't confirm. I didn't see Velociraptor. But apparently, you know, if you want to see it, you know, replay plug, not a proud sponsor. Go check it out, I guess.
That's funny. Wow. Sorry. We're scamming you guys. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So how about some actual news here, dude?
We got
data.
Some?
Yeah, well, it's not my news, but there was a Medium article again this week. It seems like there's been a lot of Theta Medium articles lately. I'm curious, like, do you think they're like timing this as things are getting better? They're just like purposefully releasing things? Or is this actually like all of this stuff is just like bang, bang, bang happening so fast?
I think the former, I'm guessing. I mean,
you think they're being smart about it and just like releasing it? Yeah, it does seem like that because this is a lot of stuff. And now listen, neither of us are like the technical guys here, but I can read, right? So I'm not sure about you, but there was like, I don't know how to say it. I can read it, but I don't know how to say it. CUDA, CUDA. I don't know if there's a, you know, special way to say that, but there was an update, right? About the edge nodes. And one of the things that I thought was pretty neat that they said is that these updates is an important step towards establishing Theta Edge Cloud as the leading hybrid cloud distributed AI computing platform.
Ooh.
That sounds bullish.
That's a lot of buzzwords too.
That is a lot of buzzwords, 100%. But if it's actual, then
if I'm reading these buzzwords correctly, that could be large marge.
Yeah, as they say. That's right. So yeah, now in order to be a part of this, you need to be CUDA enabled. And there's a, you know, you have to have certain NVIDIA graphic card or whatever, like, you know, there's a whole, check out the Medium article and make sure you have the update done properly. And if you do so, then you are eligible for bonus T fuel and quote unquote other TNT 20s. So not quite sure who, what, when, where, why that is. We're already earning Levita without having to turn these on. I'm hoping that doesn't mean they're going to turn them off if you don't update. So I'm curious if there's some other TNT 20s lined up that will be distributed.
You know who sounds all set up for this, ready to go? Rob Feldman. Oh. Rob Feldman has triples of the Barracuda. So,
all right. So how about
Pattern Integrity.
Well, I mean, I know we had a nice little chat with him on Thursday. That was fun.
That was fun. I showed up for some of it.
That was, dude, I was feeling bad. Like, it's like this whole thing's going down, like, and your computer's just being like, nah, not right now.
No.
Unbelievable.
But no, that was a fun time, you know. It
was fun to be on the other side of it, kind of, right? And just like be able to relax and not
that, stressed about my ex-wife and, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was a relief. It was a relief, honestly.
I was wondering if she was going to ask about Arby's.
Arby's. I'm sure she's going to ask now if she listens.
Yeah, no, that's the funny part. Like, you know, we hit an inside joke and then she's like, oh, I want to know about it.
There's a lot. We have a lot of inside jokes. And that's why we have tens and tens, you know?
And you have even more than I do, because most of the years I don't even catch.
Right.
Like the triple barracuda. Totally don't understand what that
triples of the barracuda, but yeah. I mean, Rob will tell you about that.
Sure. Is that, I think you should leave?
I don't know what you... I just want to do the show. You think we're... you're done with me now?
No. So did you have any other film three notes before we move on here?
That was good. Jordan's podcast.
Ooh.
We'd
have competition if that was the case. Let's leave that as a podcast.
We wouldn't have competition. Well, let's put it this way. She wouldn't have competition.
Right. Yeah. No. We would. She would. Agree.
Right. It was so fun. It was, you know, I could listen. I've told you this before. Like, I could listen to Rob talk about fucking anything. And so it was just super entertaining. They got it. Those guys should have a show and put us out of business. But like, they could just talk about like fun stuff, you know, not like scams and
leave the dirty work for us.
But that was a good. You should check it out. We got a little play in the early part. I thought you would have heard that, but maybe not. That's okay. But check out Jordan's Film 3 OG.
Nice. That's nice.
Podcast, not Pinecast. Yeah.
Very cool. So I did. Did you see there was one day this week on Theta Drop where like basically no sales were going through?
Nope.
Yeah.
I did.
So just like the good old days, right? Like there's just like this giant hiccup and none of the transactions are going through.
A lot of red exclamation marks or what?
Well, there was some of that, but just like when you look at the marketplace, like recent sales, latest sales, just nothing. And
did that affect those Dragon Primes or those were side deals?
It did.
Oh, that's where you're going. Okay.
Yeah. All three of them.
There was three sold?
Two, three, yes.
Wow.
To the same person.
Wow.
K. Vasir, 77. Dude, this guy came into Simbi's hair on fire. Like insane. Like just scooping it all. And he wants more. Like he's leaving mess posts in the Discord looking for more.
Wow.
But this guy bought three Dragon Primes on the market on Theta Drop. Unreal.
Are those showing up yet? Yes,
everything has now shown up, and this guy has peeled them off of Theta Drop. I've noticed. So he
Smart.
Is. Yeah, he is. He came. I'm not exactly sure where he came from, but he came in hot. It's woof. Him and Jubo. Lately have just unbelievable. So that is fun to see. But three Dragon Primes, dude. Unreal. Unreal. And not only that, he also bought one of the Theta Guardian Customs. The Fuse Wars guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude dropped some serious jingle in a 24-hour period. And he's looking to spend more. It's a... Yeah.
Oh,
pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Pretty.
So I need to give an update because I know we talked about this last week. The Theta Pug version 2s are out with these potions that you need in order to upgrade them.
Mm-hmm.
And you were asking if I was going to do one, this and that. And I had, you know, I'm staking my pugs, obviously, and I have enough. I had enough to buy a potion. And there was the Theta Pug was available to upgrade to V2. And I was looking, I was like, man, that one looks really cool. And it's probably going to be like the Omega Pug, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Not the Alpha, but.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know.
Like the Alpha of the Alpha. I was kind of wanting it, but I wasn't about to go out and buy a potion. And then guess what? My boy HGH does this giveaway in the Discord, and on my the level that I'm at the Discord, there was two winners. I'm not the highest level, but I'm right below that. And me and CWB won these things. So now I had two, and I was like, you know what? Let me get that Theta Pug V2. So I got it. Number 8, which is a very lucky number, as Fabi and Metal Cooler instructed me while we were playing poker at ThetaCon 23. So here we go. I got Theta Pug V2. Thank you, HGH. And also this week was the airdrop of the Kingpin Pug. So I was able to gather that one up too. Always nice.
Huh. Pug life, serious, man.
Yeah. Yeah, living the pug life. This is, I think actually pug life was how I tried to lure you into Theta Drop in the first place, because I got big into pugs right away and you were just like, nah, pugs.
Well, I believe you waited, and then you sold and you're like, look what I bought it for this. I sold it for this. Then all of a sudden it kept going up and you're like, I should have held on to it. I think was how that
no,
went.
No, wait. That was something different. That was frogs. That was frogs.
Oh,
I sold,
okay.
Yeah, because I had bought some frogs and I was like, wow, you know, I made some good money on the frogs, but I could have made great money on the frogs. You know, I bought a couple for like $7 and sold them for like $25, $30. And I was like, this is awesome. And then next thing I know, they're selling for like $110. I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You know, speaking of that, I was looking at Theta Drop, and you know, you can see all the drops they've ever had in reverse chronological order. So if you go all the way down, you can start from chronological order and go up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So like I'm looking on here and let's see. And you were on Theta Drop earlier than me. So it looks like, WPT, 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 WPT.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a bunch of WPTs. There's ThetaZilla 10.
Yep.
There's that one. Another WPT.
Digi Dave, Theta Warrior.
Oh, yeah. There's Heinz. I don't know too much about his.
Hints.
I big 57 fan.
Number 57.
Looks like more World Poker Tour. Then we get to ThetaZilla Club's boy, BitBoy.
Ooh.
There was some good money spent on that. And let me see this. There was some good money spent on that. And like there was hats, right? There's the Bitmobiles.
Yep.
The meet and greet at World Headquarters. Yep. World Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia.
T-shirt.
And, and the only thing that didn't happen, right? Like that meetup didn't happen.
No,
did those hats actually go out? The hats go out?
That I don't know.
So I like the point being is like Theta's going in on these influencers because like I like Coke Zero okay. This guy fucking loves Coke. And and so let's give this scammer this. And then they had some other stuff. We got Digital Asset News. I think his name's Dan, right? I've seen him on YouTube. Crypto Wendy. Now, Crypto Wendy, yep, looked like all hers went to some charity for... looked like it was like a good cause. So any profits she received, it said. So I can't complain about that. but she does have a custom Crypto Wendy secret Theta Drop account, which I doubt she knows. If anyone wants to let Crypto Wendy know, like, hey, when are you going to open your pineapple? Because that's part of my discovery of the batches and these. And you know what they used? They used these, like the URLs that they didn't hide or hide very well, right? That's how I did all the batch research.
Yeah.
And it even says like influencer on it. So like in a lot were given away to people, right? And who was it? Was it Digi Dave got a custom? And then he received another, he received another generative custom, I would say. It's not a custom, but it has, it's got a sword. It's got really good attributes.
Customized. So that dude,
that dude got two. And it's just like they gave, and then there was Blockchain Boy. Now, I don't know if that, I didn't think that one was put into a can, but I saw that. But like, let's say Me Mafia, I don't know anything about that. DeVirus drop. Okay.
Yeah.
Pixie Kitty drop.
These are all, now you're getting into like Theta TV streamers.
I'm just going in, in chronological order. Okay.
Yeah. But that's where we're evolving into here. On the
Take
timeline.
A Smoke drop.
Yeah.
Blockchain Boy, who I just mentioned, WPT. I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Sizzle Pop, the scam, popcorn himself. Theta Talent Show. I don't know anything about that. The Aladdin dude. This guy got a really nice custom pineapple. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell he's done. He's got a nice Theta logo behind him, but like I'm just. And, you know, some of these people were on Theta TV. Theta TV's gone. But, like, where are all these people? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I don't know a lot about this stuff. It's
Well, you know, you bring up a good point because it would be great to know, like, just in the URL, like you said, influencer, right? So, obviously, the idea was to pay basically someone to bring attention to Theta Drop, and was it did anything come of it, right? Did anybody actually come over here because of them? I mean, there's definitely, out of all of those that were mentioned, I would say Digital Dave probably inspired the most people to come over. I know that this guy was all about Theta from the get-go. Even, you know, this wasn't like Theta pays him and then he starts posting about Theta. Like he was one of the first guys posting about Theta.
I'd say, but Digital Asset News too. I don't think it was like super big, but
yeah,
I've seen, you know, back in our earlier crypto days, I remember watching him.
Yep.
A bunch. So, you know, he seems all right. I don't know too much about Crypto Wendy, but it was nice that she donated Pixie Kitty Drop. Like basically, you know, they gave all these influencers a platform on here. And so we go through, I don't know too much about Synapse. Is that how you say it, Pops?
Isn't that was like the conference or something, right?
Collect every Synapse character NFT card.
Yeah, I don't.
Void,
I don't.
Vera, Victor, whatever. So then we go WPT. I don't know what this one is. Then we go Rob Feldman. Then we go HGH.
There you go.
Okay.
Now we're getting good.
Now maybe they both have glasses on in their picture. They're both looking sharp.
yeah.
I can't comment and I will not comment on Winston Goodfellow. We got Theta TV. We got Theta Frogs.
Yeah.
I don't personally like them. But I don't hate him, and you know,
he's active. Well, you know, there's a lot of challenges
he's active,
going on.
Oh, so many fucking challenges.
Every time, like, you look on there,
this is what I'm saying. Like, look at the people there. Just because I'm not hugely involved in that doesn't mean you all shouldn't. If you like it,
right?
Then,
if you like the art, please.
I don't know about Crypto Stash. I know he was like simulcast, like he was on other platforms, and Theta TV. He always had like one person in there. I remember. So he seemed okay, but I mean, I don't know what that was at. And then we get Secret Pineapple Society drop, right? More World Poker Tour. Whatever happened to World Poker Tour? They must have went under.
Yeah, no, they had that one, the last drop that they did, it was like massive. They had like, each version had like 600 commons and like, it was just insane how many cards they were trying to sell. And they definitely like did, I don't blame World Poker Tour on this. Like, I'm sure that this had to do with data drop and how they allowed this to go. But they just oversaturated the entire thing. And, you know, these things haven't had any purpose, really. Like, what has been the purpose other than collecting them? And you made them so common. Even the rare ones were common. So no one wanted them.
And I did not get it. I did not get into them. I think I said on the interview we had with Kristen and Pattern Integrity that I think they brought people into Theta and Theta Drop, the World Poker Tour stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
I absolutely believe that.
Well, have you ever seen the WPT on TV?
No, I don't. You think I'm into poker?
No, I'm just saying, like, I've seen it and not that I'm watching it all the time, but I saw it like on the channel as I'm flipping through. Go on there and it's like, oh, brought to you by Theta Drop. Like Theta, like they're like advertising Theta.
Okay.
Theta partner. No, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not bashing it. There was a lot of it. And then there was a.
No. It didn't sound like you were bashing it.
And then we got the rug, Cyberpunk Kingdom AI generated. Ooh. That dude just wanted to do, what is it? What is that platform he has now?
Midjourney.
Midjourney, I've never heard of it. He's got this Midjourney platform, and this project is dead. Now, what Theta agreements were, I don't know. But you're looking at a dead project. And then we get the cream of the influencer crop. And I think this is my point on like why it's bad, and it's just a waste of money. Katy Perry, your girl. You know,
That's not true. I'm happily married.
She has millions of fans worldwide.
Yes, she does.
And you know what? This Katy Perry, her fans did not come to Theta Drop. Unless
not
the
even
one
three
person
of them.
Bought, not even three of them, unless like the one person who bought the $600,000 lion from the Roar Tour or fucking whatever, right? Who bought that?
Yeah.
I still think Mitch bought it and it's in his backyard.
I'm gonna need Google Maps to
look into that. But I guess that's the point. I mean, you have Katy Perry, who's one of the biggest recording artists you know, out there. I mean, she's not a Taylor Swift, but she's not, you know.
Yeah.
She's definitely more well known than Ray Donk, but yeah, she couldn't, her people did not come over.
No, you're absolutely correct.
To give these people the attention and money for what? Like, there was a lot of hard feelings over that nostalgia store.
Yes, but, there was.
And then after her, Ivory, Joey, I'm not going to say the rest of him, you know, pending legal stuff. Cosmographia, again, got another drop. Passaways,
and then another
that
one.
Was a good drop. HGH again. Synapse, the Condom Girl from Fuse TV.
Oh boy.
I don't know what that just seemed like a fucking cash grab. I
don't think
you know
they
grabbed
much. Yeah.
Amara?
Yeah.
And then Tygon's, the Valentine's Cosmograph, and Imaginary Friends. That's like when the market just fucking said no more. We can't. Yep. But I'm not going to go on further on that stuff. But
no, but I mean, you make a good point, right? It's like you spend all this money on influencers, and do you actually know what you get from it? Right? Is there some kind of like, you know, like for my company when we spend on marketing, like the one thing that I'm always asking is like, okay, like, well, where's the returns coming from this? And if we spend $10,000 on this, how much can I expect in returns from it? So whenever you're doing marketing of any kind, like you got to consider like, oh, if I'm going to spend 10 grand, then, you know, how much are they valuing each person that each new account that they bring in? You know, everything's a dollar number, right? So
Right.
For every new account created, you know, we're going to call that $500, right? So if I'm spending 10 grand, then I got to at least bring in 20 new accounts just to break even. And I'm probably going to be wanting more like 40 or 50 at a minimum. And, you know, 500 is probably way too high, to be honest with you. It's probably closer to $100. You know, this is all stuff that as a business, you have to have your hands around and you have to understand these numbers. And if you don't have your hands around it and you don't understand these numbers and trying to get a return on this investment, then you're basically just taking money and throwing it around almost pointlessly, you know? So it does seem like that's what Datadrop did at the beginning.
Yeah, it's not a good model. I would steer away. Don Draper would be spinning in his grave if he knew this shit was going on, you know? Influencers, what the fuck's an influencer? He's a madman, you know? But I can tell you
who's not an influencer.
Who's that?
That's us.
Oh, reverse influencer.
There you go.
You know what? I don't even want that in the title. I don't even want that in the title. It's just, it's such a bad look.
Yeah.
And I don't need any help looking worse. So.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Mutagen. We got an active challenge going on. I think there's just a few more days at this point. Friday it ends, March 29th. Key date to be seen later. But you got to collect your mutagen by March 29th. And it looks like you have until April 29th to redeem the mutagen with the pineapple.
Oh, so we'll have a month after it ends.
Yes. Yep.
Got it.
So
Swampy, if you're listening, if you can't sell the mutagen, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you redeem it by that date.
Yeah, so no one told him, right? No one said anything.
I'm sorry, frontman. I said Swampy. Anywhere. I don't want to get confused.
Oh, that's the problem. Was the problem.
Theta frontman, if you're listening, please, I beg of you.
Yes. Redeem it by April 29th, 2024. Okay.
Yep. Oh, my God.
And enjoy not being listed on the process docuseries. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Do you have anything else over there in your extensive notes from the interns?
One thing, Clyde, shout out.
Clyde?
Our intern Clyde.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's not Clyde the Glide. So anyways, I was asking Clyde for my Coke Zero. And he was looking on the Twitter doing some research. I had some tasks for him. And
wow,
I don't
the
know
Twitter,
if
he's living in the past.
Yeah. I don't know if these dates are correct, but it's what Mitch and Datadrop and Andrea did, but it looks like on the 30th of March is Andrea's 2-year mark with Theta, which is coming up. So we won't have another show before then. That's and I'm correct. Sick of getting railroaded by, you know what I mean? Like, so I figured let's break the news first that, I mean, it already might be passed. I don't have her pay stubs. I don't know when she started, but when it was announced, right. It looked like by their X account or previously their Twitter account and Mitch, and looked like 30 March. So
that would be Saturday.
Yeah. So, and we wouldn't get it out. So I'd say that was a very good couple years, right?
I would say so. 2 years. Where's the mass adoption? It's been 2 years. Come on.
what does she even do?
She's awful busy saying TGIF on Fridays. I don't know if there's time for that. Listen, not everybody celebrates. You know, I don't know.
Jordan Bain, friend of the Pinecast, does not celebrate TGIF.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That came out on the episode that you should check out.
That came up on Twitter too. I saw X.
I was listening.
My apologies.
X. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's from there. All right. Yeah. Right. Listen. Hey. Listen.
Spoiler.
Not everybody loves what they do. Because guess what? You know, I honestly, Mags, if this is what we did every day, then hey, TGIF, right? day. Every day is TGIF. But we live in the real world where Monday through Friday aren't as fun as Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I mean that's her opinion, and that's how she feels. She's a creative. We're not. So
right, we are also, you know, this comes back
this comes back to like The Hangover, and remember Bradley Cooper's character when they picked him up, and he's like, I don't know you. Let me never go. It's the weekend, Budnick. I don't know you, but also I hate my life. I may never come back.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, I wasn't going that far, and that's not even the same direction. But what I was going to say, dude, is like, think about every single person that we know in this space, right? And now if they're only in this, like, how many of them that are putting stuff out there like we are, not that we're anything special, because I'm not trying to say that, but how many others have gotten paid for this from the community and only really do this kind of stuff, right? And think about it throughout all of crypto, like these influencers that are out there. You think they actually have a job that they're doing? No, their job is taking your money, right?
Yeah.
So now here we are. We actually work Monday through Friday, you know, have a full-time job. And then sometimes afterwards, you, not me.
Me, not you.
Exactly. Not anymore. I'm over that. But, well, I guess every once in a while, but and that's neither here nor there.
Ill regards.
But so now we are working full-time, and then, you know, we come and we do this and we spend money to do this and put this out there. And we're the ones that are out there buying the NFTs and stuff like that. It's like, you know, come on, like, it hits a little bit different when you think about that, because, you know, we're not taking anybody's money. We haven't.
No, even though, you know, we got that email calling us shills. If anyone's a schmuck, it's me and you. You know, I'd say, but we're in good company, though. You know, like,
are we?
Well, I mean, like, you know, front man. You know, like the Char. You know, like,
no, for sure.
Everyone's in the. Theta's a small group, or at least this NFT space we're in. It's like a small group and really passionate. I mean, I just don't like to get scammed and bamboozled, I guess. I think, you know, a lot of us do take it seriously.
Yeah, for sure. It would just be a lot easier. It'd be a lot easier for me, Mags, if somebody else would do this and I got to listen to them do what we're doing. That would make my life a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately. All right. So we're done bitching for the night, I think, right?
At least for this part of the recording, yeah. And then maybe, you know, who knows what happens when I turn this off. We'll see. We'll see how the rest of these games go tonight. My bracket is on the fritz already, so we'll see. We got an email. One of our interns alerted us to it, and our boy Doc Theta was like, "Listen, you know, you guys, I got this prime interview set up for you. I need you to get this guy on. He's a visioneer. You know, this guy's got some great vision, done great artwork, and he's part of a new drop coming out this week, and we'll talk about that."
He's leave the puns to me after these messages.
This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Papa Mags, because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it, other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
All right. And we're back with our man, Visioneer, the creator of the Theta Punk Unchained, as well as what's the new one called?
Theta Punk's Metachained.
All right, Visioneer, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Yeah, doing really great, guys. Thanks for having me. And just to the audience listening, it's great to be here. And thanks for tuning in. This is awesome.
All right. So can you take us, before we get into what's coming, can you take us a little bit through your original, the Theta Punks Unchained? I know there were quite a few people in there that were given some credit. And I was curious, like, were these... How long was this in the process? Because you had a couple of them in there, BitBoy specifically, that was kind of already gone at the time. Was this just for us to remember the Bitman himself?
Yeah. So just taking it back to, it was 2021 when we first started this. And then it was obviously ThetaCon was in 2022. So Doc and I got together at the beginning of 2022. And that's when this whole thing started. And the idea was to basically capture the spirit of, you know, the Theta community, personalities, projects, etc. And so we had this list of characters that we wanted to incorporate into this punk collection. So you mentioned BitBoy. There's a whole bunch of characters, and it was 2,500 total in terms of the NFTs. But with the characters, you know, we just wanted to basically capture all of the people, or sorry, not all of the people, but as many as we could, and put that out. And so at the time, it was about focusing on what projects were on Theta, right? And so looking back, yeah, you can see that a lot has changed over the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Even the one that goes down in history for me is that big one that you put together with everyone heading down to ThetaCon 22. And, you know, that's such a cool piece of art. And now looking back on it, it's like, oh, that one's not here anymore. That one's not here anymore. It's kind of, at this point, it's kind of funny, but, I do like that, that van heading down to Florida.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. That was so much fun to create. And again, right, like it was all about looking at Theta Drop, looking at the community, trying to figure out like who we're going to put where in the scene. And yeah, like you said, you know, things have changed and Theta just keeps right on trucking. So it's a really exciting space.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned it was 2,500, right, for the first drop, but did all 2,500 drop?
Yeah, so the project sold out, all 2,500 dropped. And okay. Yeah, it was a huge success.
And now each and every one of those was handcrafted, right?
So yeah, that's a big thing. Thanks for asking that. So basically, like with this project or both of these projects, it's not a generative NFT project. They're hand drawn or hand crafted, we could say. And so every single one, you know, I've got to make sure that the hats, the cigarette, all the different attributes fit just right. And then, of course, the characters themselves are based on the actual NFT or the actual picture of that person, that company, etc. And so it's just a matter of like going over and over with all the different iterations until we get something that works. And Doc and I will go back and forth looking at the designs. And then finally, we'll get something that's just close enough or pretty much bang on, and then that's it. We go forward. But yeah, every single one is handcrafted, which is why it takes so long.
Do you remember off the top of your head how many different characters were in that first one?
First one we had, let me just see here. There was 2, 3, 4, 5. I think it was 50, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 50 total.
Wow. Wow. And then a bunch of different iterations, obviously, of those 50.
That's right. Yeah.
Very cool. Now, remind me, what part did you have to play with the actual Theta Punks as well? You were part of a group that helped to try to revive that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I've been in Theta since early 2018 when the project first launched. It was just something I thought was really cool and really got into it. But along the way, right, when Theta Drop came about and they had some of the original drops, I was involved in that. And then I can't remember where I heard about it, but Theta Punks just kind of came up. It was a big thing at the time. You know, different projects had sort of their version of the punks. And so I thought it would be cool to, you know, to take part in that for no other reason than it was just part of the, you know, the sort of the history or the growth of the NFT space at the time. So it was kind of cool, right? It wasn't something where I thought anything of it other than just being a part of it. And yeah, we got rugged pretty hard there, as I'm sure everyone knows. And so what happened is we decided to figure out a way that we could turn it around. And so we did just that. And so the idea that I had when I was talking with Doc in early, end of 2021, is to, instead of have it as is, you know, which is basically a copy of the CryptoPunks, which is what was happening, we wanted to make it unique and original. So just started designing all these different characters. I think the first one I did was the Katy Perry with the mushroom hat. I think that was one of them. Uh-huh. And it just kind of stemmed from there, right? It was like, oh, that looks actually like her, so let's try another one. And then after about 10 or 12, we're like, let's just go for it. So we made the whole collection, and yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, definitely.
So Visioneer, what is your background, and where did you come up with the name? Where did the name Visioneer come from?
That's a good question. So Visioneer is basically a combination of the two words, so visionary and then pioneer. So
okay.
Yeah, so it's basically this whole idea that, you know, I think a lot of people in the crypto space, we kind of feel like we're first in a way. And I don't know, I just feel in a very big way part of Theta, because of all the projects I've been involved with, this is definitely my favorite and I believe the most in it. And so that's, you know, that's sort of where the name comes from. It stuck. You come up with a username, you know, you throw it out there and then it just sticks over time. So just went with it.
I thought it had to do with like optometry, like slang for for nearsighted or something, but that makes more sense.
Got it. It's funny.
But the first part of that of the two-parter was what's your background?
Background is I did science first, so I've got a degree in science, and then after that I went into to study art, animation, etc. So I'm a teacher. I teach art. I've got a background in animation, and I, you know, just really enjoy being part of the crypto space on the side.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Popper, we have a good selection of Canadians on this show, I'd say, like overrepresented, I would say.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait. Visioneer, you're Canadian as well?
I am.
I'm not sure I knew that. Optimax.
Yeah. Well, he did say sorry, but he also I talked to him at ThetaCon. I did talk to him at ThetaCon 22, and I think I picked that up from him. So
it's hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, we do. It feels like a lot of our guests are Canadian. That's pretty cool. So was the art for like the what do you have, like the West Zombie and the alien, like those, was that all you too for the ThetaPunks?
No, those were, so those pieces of artwork, that was in the original ThetaPunks, which was basically just, you know, the CryptoPunks on the Theta blockchain.
Right.
But those art pieces, so there was the original, the person who started the project, his name, his handle is Semtex, and we don't know what happened to him. We know that he started it up, and then part of what he did was hire an artist to create those pieces as drops for, you know, people that held a zombie, or I think it was a zombie, an ape, etc. So if you held a zombie or an ape or an alien, you would get that specific NFT, if I remember correctly. So I didn't do those, but I did do other drops. So I did the dragon, Thagon, and a few others.
Okay, I knew that you did the Thagon, and I haven't been able to get my hands on one of those, but I wasn't sure about where the other ones came from, because I kind of got into the ThetaPunks after the fact, like after the rugging was known and Doc and you were trying to revive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Popper, right. Do you want to explain that real quick, though? Those other ones, those were on Open Theta, right?
Yeah, the ThetaPunks are all, they're on Open Theta. That's the original.
They're on Open Theta, but what are you're talking about these other drops? You're talking about...
Well, those were airdrops that were given. It's part of the ThetaPunk collection. So it wasn't a sale, but yeah, it was, like you said, if you were holding certain things, you got these airdrops. And one was like, was it Human Kyle and Zombie Wes? And yeah. I can't remember exactly.
And then there was the samurai, who was Semtex. And then there was the ape. It was a GE ape.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So only because I've seen them, Popper, and I didn't know where they came from. So
they were not
everyone's like drops. You two, like right. You like he's an OG. I didn't know that Theta OG, and you're a more G than me. So I didn't know what I know.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
So now let's hop into the exciting news that's coming up, because I hear you got something new cooking coming soon too.
Absolutely. So this Friday, ThetaPunk's MetaChain drops on Theta Drop. So that's the 29th. And it is a new collection. It's new characters. Unlike the first drop, which was 2,500, this is a quarter of that. So it's 625. And the reason being, like, I just got to say, like, it is so much work to do 2,500 of these NFTs by hand. Like, it just takes hours and hours and hours. So I was able to do a lot of this, just over the past year when I had time. Whereas when we did the first drop, I had a whole summer and I just kind of went at it. So, we're pretty excited. So brand new characters. I guess I could talk about a few of them here. So one of the, I don't know if you've seen our Twitter posts, you can see some of the social media, examples we put out there. So there's one that has Ivory Jones as the Terminator. I don't know if you saw that. We've got another one that dropped recently, which is Jennion. And we kind of put him in the Ready Player One backdrop there. And there's a few others. I mean, I could talk to some more of them. But we're pretty pumped about it. And much the same as the first drop, owning one of these NFTs will give you access to a live stream of ThetaCon 2024, which, of course, as we all know, is in Las Vegas, which is absolutely amazing. So pumped for that. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I did not see either of those ones that you're talking about, but I did see some other ones. Maybe a Popper one and also a Magnum one. I saw a little
of course, out, yeah.
Which is awesome. I also saw a Sushi Cat shout out as one. And I can't remember, who was she sharing that tweet with, Mags?
The Space Junk character.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it was like a Tron thing type thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So with the Sushi Cat character, so this is something I do want to mention. I think it's important to know that when we finished the first drop, right, there was a list of characters that we wanted to include but couldn't. And so over the last couple of years, new projects have come on the scene. And so because we worked with, 625 characters, which I believe is, let me just see here, 25 base characters this time, right? So 25 base characters. It meant that we couldn't include everyone, right? And so I think with Sushi Cat, what happened was originally I had tried the character, didn't work, tried it again, didn't work. And then by the, closer to the end of the project where we had most of the characters figured out, I finally came up with a design that worked, right? So this is what would happen sometimes. But I do want to say this because I know there's a couple projects for sure, whereby, we would have liked to include certain people, right? Like, just trying to think, like Theta Girl would be one of them that isn't in the collection. She's not in the collection, but we definitely want to include her for a future drop. And so I think it's important to mention that, because this is the thing, right? It's not like they're generative NFTs where I could just hit a button and bam, we've got a new character. I really did spend a lot of time trying to get them just right. And so to go back and introduce a new character after the fact, be a lot of work. Jordan Bain's another one. We wanted to include her, but it's just a matter of, okay, we'll do it in the next one.
I think Sushi's Cat was perfect.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't resist that.
It was low hanging fruit. What can I say?
Yeah.
Cause I said purr.
There it is. How do you guys like your designs of the Poppin' Mags punks?
I love it. It's awesome. I can't wait to try to get one. So
yeah, I can't wait till URP gets one and holds it ransom on us.
Oh no!
No, it's all good. I think it's cool, man. I appreciate the nod of us being kind of included in this. I think it's neat, and
you know, I think people understand, you know, 25 is not that many. And Theta Girl is certainly new on the scene. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are deserving, and it's tough to get them all in there for sure. We understand that. I tried naming names the other day, and it's like,
oh, God.
You know, as soon as I stop, I'm like, I got 10 more that I should have. And I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I didn't say, you know, URP and the twins and, you know, all that. So
absolutely. I appreciate that. And just want to say, like, you guys do so much for the community. And so I, you know, just want to stop here for a second and say how grateful we are to have you guys, and keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome.
Oh, well, thanks for that. It's great to be had. And, we do enjoy it and the community on a daily basis.
100%.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose Delegated Guardian Node, and find Dr. Theta's Guardian Node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max podcast.
So are you going to be in Vegas for ThetaCon this year?
I will be there 100%. You guys?
Yeah. Right, Popper? We're going to be there?
At least one of us will be there, I'm sure. We'll see.
We'll see. Someone from Ruby Papa Max representation.
Yeah, I'll send an intern if anything. Right, Vegas is obviously not a family destination spot, so we'll have to we'll see what the Popper household has to say.
I saw something about Resorts World being very family friendly.
There you go.
I post, and you know, Twitter doesn't lie. Yeah.
Was that Baller's post?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know all his posts.
Yeah, he spent some time on Twitter. That's for sure.
Did you say Baller?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to remember if Baller's in the collection or not. Just kind of wondering here. Is he in there? Am I?
Oh boy.
how could you have one without him?
There you go.
What about Blaze? Is Blaze make the cut?
So this is another maybe, right? So there's going to be some surprises on Friday, and Doc and I.
Maybe.
Yeah, Doc. Doc and I were talking about this. We don't want to reveal all the characters just yet, but any of the ones that we've released on social media, obviously, you know, they're in the collection. But yeah, Blaze, Baller, they would be pretty cool in the collection. I can say that. They'd look pretty cool as punks.
Okay, so we know Pop, Mags, we know Space Junk, Sushi Cat, Sushi. And now we know Jennion.
Chief.
Ivory. Oh, Chief.
Yeah.
Dole. We saw Dole's looked really cool.
All right, so we're on eight.
Yeah. VMUX is in there. Trader Punks is in there. These are ones that have been released. Yeah. Brian Macer, Convention Punk, Joe's V, Duck Punk, Ecosystem Punk, Camp Theta.
Okay. So we got more than half, basically. So there's still maybe 10 that we don't know. Yeah. Hidden behind the curtain.
One punk I do want to say, like, so with Jennion, it's Jennion, right? We pronounce it Jennion, pretty sure.
I believe so. You know, when you don't know, you just kind of say it and own it, and then people, you know, believe you.
There you go.
It's like potato, potato.
Something like that.
Exactly.
They're spelled the same.
Yeah, absolutely. So just, I think it's okay to say, like, we made Jennion the alien of this collection. So there's just one alien, and it's Jennion. And I think we think it's well deserved. You know, he's a massive force in the community for so long. And it did turn out really, really well. So happy to mention that.
What's his official title there? Community liaison. Is that accurate, Max?
I don't know. I don't know everyone's job titles.
Oh, man. All right. So Friday, March 29th, I'm assuming 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, like old days. I'm not sure.
It's probably going to be 4 o'clock. I don't have that confirmed yet, but likely it'll be four. If it changes, I'm sure you'll see on the site.
And do you guys have something similar planned like last year where some of these other projects that had representation are looking to do something as well? Or is that to be determined?
I would say to be determined at this point, yeah.
Maybe if you own the Space Junk Metachain, you'll actually get episode 3.
it's a possibility.
I think the Space Junk one should have been like a loose leaf piece of paper with 5 things written on it. that's what they should have done with that one. Visioneer, did you by chance happen to hear Doc Theta's episode when he was on the Papa Mags Pinecast?
I didn't get a chance to tune into that. It was, I think it was a grading period. I mentioned I'm a teacher and we were completely swamped during that week. But I heard it went pretty well.
It did. He tried to suss me out a bit, though. Right, Popper?
Oh.
Remind me.
Well, so this is 2023. He was hitting at another like punk drop and was like,
yes.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a Sheriff Popper style punk? And he intentionally left my name out. Do you recall that, Popper?
No, I do. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, there is no Pop without Max, right? We all know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're in the collection now, so it's awesome. Hey, while we're on the subject, I want to talk to that for a little bit. Just so you guys know, like Doc and I, like it's true. I came up with the Metachain and Unchained names, the characters, you know, the names of the characters, all this design work, etc. But you know, we've been a team since the beginning, and I just want to say a few things about Doc and everything he's done with the community and with Theta Punks. Does a ton of work behind the scenes. I'm sure you guys know this. I don't know if people know this, but like he's so passionate about the community and everything I've seen from him. I would say that a big reason we're even able to do this is because we have such a shared vision, and he's just such a cool dude to work with. Great friend, and you know, you guys know he runs DrTheta.io. He's been running that for some time. And I just think, I don't know, it's important to mention that he's just grinding it like there's no tomorrow. And I just really appreciate all the work he's done. Just want to make sure I give him a shout out. Thanks, Doc.
That's from both of us.
All Popper. Three of us.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, Doc is he's a great guy. And you know, I know he catches some heat for stuff that, you know, he really shouldn't be catching heat. You know, I think we kind of catch heat for similar reasons, right? It's just, you know, he put himself out there. And when you put yourself out there, you almost just unintentionally make yourself a target, no matter what you're doing, right? Your intentions can be the best in the world. And one person thinks you're doing something wrong, or you didn't ask the right question in an interview. And all of a sudden, you know, they try to get the world after you. So we're big fans of Doc for sure. And we appreciate what you guys are doing. Like everyone involved with ThetaCon, you know, we're high on, like we appreciate the work that's going in behind the scenes. And, you know, we try to make sure that we let the others that are being loud know that, you know, we appreciate what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I just haven't worked with him for the past couple of years. Like he's a father, doctor, husband. He's got all this stuff going on in his life, and he still has time for Theta, and he still has time for the Theta Punks project as well. So I just, it kind of blows my mind, but it's awesome.
And I heard he's in a fantasy baseball league. I don't know where he has time to do everything, all that stuff. That's insane.
It's wild.
That's
but
way
it's
too
great.
Much work.
And it's great though. It's working with someone like that. It's awesome. It makes it so much fun. So it's good.
So do you have a favorite in this collection that's coming out?
I do. Let me just scan.
Present company included.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Of the ones that have been revealed, I would say Damn, that's hard. Probably General Dole.
That's a pretty good one.
Shout out.
Yeah. the design is pretty phenomenal. But, as in it matches his character pretty well by Rare Robot. And shout out to Rare Robot. I mean, a few of these punks here are based on his designs, right? And so it's, again, drawing from other NFT projects or the photo, et cetera. And so, yeah, it's awesome.
That's kind of cool, right? So it's like first drop you did, it was, or the Theta, the punks on Theta, right? It was like people in Theta, it was projects. But this is like, seems like a lot more community people. And it's, I guess that's kind of funny that you have like people like me, Popper and Dole. Actually, let me say that Dole, Popper, and me. I don't know which is, I think that one's more humble, the way to say it, right, Popper? But like, it's like you said, it's someone else's project, but we kind of embodied it, and that's what sticks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that was obvious, but I think it needed to be said because I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we got the FT community, you got a bunch of characters just running around as pineapples, right? So certainly, and honestly, like General Dole, like he gave his pineapple attitude, right? And meaning behind it. So it's kind of cool. Like now it's when we, I remember first, before the first ThetaCon, it was so cool to me to be like, oh, you know, I know all these people, most of them buy their pineapple, right? And it's like, now I get to put an actual face behind the pineapple, but that the majority of them still have that certain pineapple that it's like, oh, that's, you know, that's Dole. That's pretty cool. Baller,
yeah,
of course.
Absolutely. Too. Yeah. Same with Baller. Yeah, absolutely. Charizard as well.
Yeah. Char, he's got a bunch of different pines. He's definitely a pineapple guy, but he's a little like Dole. It's like that one is like, that's Dole. Like, and Baller has kept his crown one.
Well, because he would have to notify you if he changed it. Right, Popper?
Well, no, we need to notify him if we change.
Oh, if right. Cause you used to as be Sheriff Popper. Now you're Syndicate Sheriff or something. Is that right?
Something like that. Right. Syndic Sheriff, but who's keeping track?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I changed my PFP and, you know, it was like a big, big, huge deal. I forgot to ask Daddy Baller.
And and he changed his to a doodle, right?
yeah. And I didn't get asked. Did you?
I did not. Doodles were a thing back then. I don't know if they are now, but yeah. So he changed that and he quickly changed it back, I guess. So
nice.
Hmm. So Visioneer, do you can we drop how much the price is going to be for these? Do you know?
I do know. I think I'm gonna wait till Tuesday to confirm, because we're just going over a couple things. But yeah, it should be comparable to the first drop. But before I announce it, I just want to make sure. But yeah,
no pressure. Had to try. It's all good. So yeah, I mean, was there anything else that you wanted to hit on? I don't know if we missed a swing here.
I think a huge thing to mention is that, you know, like this whole project is about celebrating, the community, right? And the history of Theta, Theta Network, right? So you mentioned how this, you know, this new project is maybe more focused on the community, but really, I think it's fair to say that in a big way, a project is as strong as its community. Maybe that's not entirely true. I mean, there's the tech and there's everything else that's going on, of course, obviously. But the community behind and within Theta is freaking amazing. You know, it's absolutely amazing. And so that's what we want to do. We want to capture the spirit of the community and want to have like a historical record through this collection, this drop over time, of all the different things that that go on. And so that's a huge, huge part of this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's, you know, like I said, looking back, even looking back and seeing some of the guys that are no longer around, it is just kind of like a snapshot
in history of that time, of what was going on. And, you know, it helps you not to forget too, right? When you see them all on that, in the van, it helps you appreciate more those ones that are still around and are still working. And, you know, you see the percentages of how many of them, like, oh, like nothing ever came of this, nothing ever came of that. But,
yeah,
helps you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Two people that come to mind, and by the way, this is going way back to the beginning, but like it was Everything Theta and Digital Dave, who, you know, like way back, and I think it was like 2018, I remember both those guys were putting videos out, and when you would type Theta, you know, into YouTube, that's who you were basically seeing. There are a few others, and I'm probably missing a few, but those are the two guys that I would watch quite a bit in the beginning. And so, I don't know, it just because we're talking about it, right? There is an Everything Theta character, and I don't think he goes by that name anymore, but there's also a Digital Dave character in that first collection. So yeah, it's cool to be able to look back and make that connection.
Sweet. And these are all pixel art too, right?
Yeah, it's pixel art. It's not necessarily my first, approach of choice in the arts, something I had to learn. It seems easy. Like if you were to look at these characters, given that it is just a bunch of squares, right, you'd think it's easy, but it actually takes a lot of work to get it to look like the actual character. I'm trying to think of an example. If we take, let me just see here. I don't want to give one away, right? So, man. Well, if we take your character, right? Like, well, either Mags or Popper, you know, like the hair, for example, like just the hair alone on Magnum, for example, like that took so long because every single placement of a pixel, if it's off, it throws the whole character off. Even the glasses on both your characters, I had to go through multiple different colors to get it to read right. And even though I think it's in Popper's, the glasses are a different color, but in the NFT here, you can see they're gray. It's pretty much the only color that worked. Like, you just go through all sorts of different iterations until you get the one that works. Whereas if you look at the, the Thagon dragon, right? That's more the style that I like to draw in. That is more based on like, this is the idea and I'm just going to draw it as is and stylize it. Whereas with pixels, you've got to keep moving things around until it looks just right. So it's quite the process.
I can certainly appreciate that more after watching plenty of TZC on streams playing with his pixel art. And it's just like, you know, you give him an idea of how to do something. It's like, I have no idea how you're going to do this. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, wow, that actually looks really cool.
Yes. There was a Megatron one. I think I saw it.
That's Popper's.
Okay. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, yeah, God. I told him, I was like, oh yeah, I want Megatron, and then I want him to transform into a jet.
That was so cool. I really like that. That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah, I had the Twilight Zone one done before that, and Popper's like, that's really good, but mine's got to be better. Right, Popper? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, yours was the best introductory one. Like the actual Zilla is cool, but only because everything else about it was amazing, right?
Right, right.
But yeah, you step my game up a little bit.
Sorry about that. Well, I should be apologizing to Theta Zilla Club.
Yes, you should.
That's awesome. Couple more things, guys. So just so you know, we have a new challenge coming out. And so basically, you have like the characters as they are, right? There's 625 NFTs, but we are going to do sort of like a unique drop with some, I don't know how to describe this, but like a really small collection of characters on a specific theme. We'll leave it at that. And so that'll be dropping, I would say, in the near future as well after this upcoming drop. So something else to look forward to there.
Sweet.
Yeah. Cool.
Very cool.
So before we wrap up, you guys, I just wanted to, again, you know, we want to express our appreciation for both you guys for having us, for having me on. This is awesome. And just again, thanks for everything you do. all your contributions to the, you know, to the Theta community. And, you know, just want to remind everyone that the drop takes place this Friday on Theta Drop on the 29th. And I guess the other thing I have to mention again is I'm just so pumped for ThetaCon in Vegas. I can't believe that news. It's so freaking awesome. So thanks again for having me, you guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. And Visioneer, thank you for all that you've done behind the scenes and all the work that you put in on this. And I'm sure you're probably ready to take a little bit of a break from making handcrafted NFTs here.
I would like to think so, but there's always something going on, right? So I'm already thinking about something else to put together. So, you know, it's fun working on these projects off to the side. So it's good stuff.
All right, great. All right, guys. So this Friday, March 29th, probably 4 p.m., probably about the same as last time. And we'll see you there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you guys. Take care.
Take care, Visioner.
All right.
See you in Vegas. Thanks.
Yes, see you in Vegas.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.